Beloved, you are listening to Grace Life Komi Podcast, a platform commissioned by God to raise men into completeness in Christ Jesus. We believe that you will be blessed beyond measure as you give yourself wholly to this divinely inspired teaching. Through God's servant Pastor Chimdi Ohahuna. Grace to you. Jesus is Lord.
We have been looking at the Beatitudes. And we looked at the first one, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. All right, and that's in Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And we understood yesterday that the poor in spirit are those who seriously, desperately need God. Is that not so?
Yeah.
Those who seriously need God. Those who need God very much. Amen. Those who need God very, very much. Amen to Jesus. I will learn yesterday that we have to always need God. We always have to long for more of God. Amen to Jesus. We always have to. And how do we also have to, we have to feel our hunger for God. In every man is a hunger for God, is a thirst for God. But we have a responsibility to feel it. How do we feel it? Reading our Bible, studying our Bible, and what? Praying. Fellowshipping with the Lord. Fellowshipping with the Lord. Prayer. And studying of the Bible is fellowshipping with the Lord, and fellowshipping with other believers that, you know, of like minds with us. Amen to Jesus. Praise God forevermore. The more we do that, the more we fill up our hunger for God and quench our thirst for God. But the actual fact is that you can never overfill it. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
And the Bible says, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. It says drunk with wine, and then it says filled with the Holy Spirit. Why don't you say drunk with wine? And feel the Holy Spirit. But if he says you're not drunk with wine, it's also say be drunk with the Holy Spirit. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Is that not so? Yes. Don't be drunk in wine, but you should be drunk in the Holy Spirit. Drunkenness means to be full and over full of what? Of alcohol. To be saturated and then become intoxicated. Are we together?
Yes.
Yeah. With alcohol, you can get to a point of saturation. No matter how much a person drinks, he has a strong resistance. It gets to a point of saturation. Some of them, they learn how to control themselves when they get saturated, but they still get to a point of what? Saturation, where they are full of the wine. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
But the person of the Holy Spirit, we cannot just get full of him. The more we have him, the more we want to have him.
Mm.
Are we together?
Yes.
We cannot just get saturated. We cannot just say, okay, I'm full of the Holy Spirit. Now, the more we have him, the more we want to have him. Are we together?
Yes.
He's the living water that Jesus promised the woman in John chapter 4, the woman at Jacob's well. But Jesus said that if you drink of this water, you will not drink again, because why? When the Holy Ghost comes, you have him. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Mm.
You have baptized in the Holy Ghost. Amen to Jesus. That is a permanent. He's permanently with us. Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's the person of the Holy Spirit, the person of his Holy Spirit. That's why when you have him, you don't need any other water again. Amen to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But we will keep needing more of him. Are we together? Because you can never get oversaturated with the Holy Spirit. The more of him we have, the more of him we want to have. Amen to Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's what it means to be poor in spirit, to keep needing more of the Lord, to keep testing for the Lord, to keep getting hungry for the Lord. Amen to Jesus.
Yeah.
And to keep studying your Bible, praying, you know, knowing more of God. You can never know him in totality. Amen to Jesus. Like I always say, you know, preachers and teachers who have to go into arguments and stuff like that, I really wonder how they have the time to do that, because there's still so much to know about the Lord. Amen to Jesus.
Yeah.
Praise God forevermore.
Yeah.
All right, so we looked at blessed the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And it makes us understand that if you are poor in spirit, you have one thing: you have the kingdom of heaven. Amen to Jesus.
Yeah.
What is the kingdom of heaven we're talking about here? The kingdom here is the rule and reign of God. Amen to Jesus.
Yeah.
Is the what? Rule and the reign of God, otherwise put the dominion of God. When God created man in Genesis chapter 1 in verse 27, he blessed man with the blessing in verse 28, the blessing of what? Subdue and have dominion. The dominion blessing. Are we together? That's what the two additional blessing he gave to man that other creatures do not have. Why? Because God's original intent for man is dominion. dominion. Are we together?
Yes.
Amen. Now, so God created man to bring his dominion here on earth. Adam failed in that. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
But the last Adam came to do that. So it's all about the dominion of God. So when we hunger and thirst for God, when we are poor in spiritual, that means we are desiring more. But what happens? We keep having the what? Kingdom, the rule and reign of God manifested in our lives. Are we together?
Yes.
Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Now, at least it starts from your life as an individual. Now, it has to start from your life, and then it can now influence your environment, influence your community, influence your street, your area, your locality, influence everything about you. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
And the kingdom of God, like we said, is the rule and reign of God. And when is the kingdom of God going to come? We've looked at the kingdom of God in one of our studies, which is on our podcast, and we'll discover that there is a now path to it and there is a future path to it. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
The kingdom of God has come and the kingdom of God will come. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Well, now, what is the kingdom of God that has come? Matthew chapter 12, verse 28, Jesus was speaking. He says, but if I cast out devils by the Spirit, capital letter S, that is by the Holy Spirit, by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. If I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. So what is the kingdom of God that has come? The kingdom of God that has come is the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Is the manifestations of the Spirit of God. So every time the Spirit of God manifests, the kingdom of God has what? Come in that environment. Are we together? Amen. Let's see, I was going out. I was in a public transport. And as I sat inside the public transport, the Holy Spirit ministered to me, evangelize to this guy by your side. I saw he was using his phone. I was also using my phone. But I later just quickly obeyed the prompt of the Holy Spirit. I said, can I have 1 minute of your time? And I just, in a short while, evangelized to him. He said he was born again. It's my normal way. I'll ask you if you received yourself as a Lord and personal Savior or not. Whichever the answer you give is beautiful, because it gives me the opportunity to either encourage you to keep going on in the Lord or kickstart you into getting born again. You know, so when I was done with him, the guy smiled. I was like, thank you for the word of hope. Thank you for the encouraging word. So I don't know what, you know, that man must have been going through. Like somebody once said, all lizards lie prostrate, but we don't know the one that has a tummy ache. You know, and I use a verse of scripture, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I've always used before, but it came in another light to me yesterday, and it made us understand that everybody's laboring, but in different dimensions. We have labors of different dimensions. Somebody labor means to struggle. Somebody, their struggle is just maybe $1,000 struggle. That's another person is $1 million struggle, but we are all struggling. And then it come to me that all you are heavy laden. Heavy laden is those that are having carrying burdens. For some people their burdens is just maybe to pass their exam. For some other people, their burdens is to care for their family. Everybody has burdens. Burdens are in levels, and I made him understand that Jesus is for all of us. So that means no matter your labor or your heavy laden, Jesus is for you. And I said you have to drop it at the feet of Jesus. And he was so smiling and he was so excited, and he was like, thank you for the word of encouragement. I don't know what that word was to him. I don't know where he was in a journey. I don't know what was on his mind. I don't know where he was going to. I didn't even ask him where he was going to. But I don't know what the Holy Spirit needed to do in his life. Some of the times we just sow seeds, and in quote, we may not see the harvest from that place. You know, we have done so much evangelism, future evangelism, you know. But what's most important is that we are manifesting the kingdom of God. I don't know what that word will do for him tomorrow. I don't know what to do for him next tomorrow. But that word was important for him, because for him to have smiled and said, thank you for the word of encouragement, thank you for the word of hope. I believe that there's so much in him that needed that word. That's the manifestations of what the kingdom of God. So every time the Holy Spirit manifests, is what? Is the kingdom of God that manifests. And for us to be able to do that, we must be poor in spirit. That means we must always need the Holy Spirit. We must always, if you don't need the Holy Spirit, you will not be sensitive to him. If I didn't need the Holy Spirit, I would not hear when he told me, preach to this young man. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
Are we together? You need to always be hungry for the Holy Spirit. I was looking at my phone, I was online when the Holy Spirit spoke to me. It doesn't mean that you have to be reading Bible for the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Are you getting what I'm saying? But you have to have a continuous hunger and thirst for the Holy Spirit. Are we together?
Yes.
For his feeling. Continuous hunger and thirst. That is what it shows to be poor in what? In spirit. You desperately and continuously need the Lord. And with that, he can always fill you up. And most of the time, we think of the Holy Spirit filling us, we're thinking of praying in the Holy Ghost. Beautiful idea, yes, we pray in the Holy Ghost, get filled. I'm thinking of, getting a word for ourselves, are we together? It's a good idea. That's also getting filled. But getting filled also means obeying divine instructions. For the Holy Spirit to fill you up, sometimes he may need you to fill somebody up. Are we together?
Yes.
For the Holy Spirit to fill, I remember I told I told her, when you ask God for help, God uses you to help somebody. This is the ideology that Christians have not come to understand, and that's why it looks like we are all having a lot of problems, because everybody's looking for a helper, and we have prayed the destiny helper prayer for years, and it looks like destiny helpers are scarce in supply. Are we together? The reason for that is because when everybody's looking for a helper, nobody wants to be the helper. Nobody wants to be a helper to somebody. But when you're asking God for help, God actually uses you to help somebody. Because help has to be what? Cyclical in nature. Amen to Jesus. So you don't want to help anybody and you want somebody to help you. That's the selfishness that Christianity has displayed over the years, and it's not helping us. Amen. Now, so when the Holy Spirit manifests, the kingdom of God has what? Has come. Jesus said, but if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come to you. Every time the Holy Spirit manifests, you see, that young man I spoke to, a spirit was casted out of him when I spoke to him. It might have been a spirit of heaviness. I get what I'm saying. It might have been a spirit that is holding his mind in with his burdens and his what and his labor. Are you getting me?
Yeah.
And the Lord needed that those burdens to be lifted. In fact, I asked him, are you born again? He said, I think so. I said, no, I think so. Have you made this confession publicly or privately? He said, yes. I said, beautiful. Amen to Jesus.
Yeah.
Every time the word of God comes, Psalm 107 verse 1, he says, he sent forth his word and he healed them and delivered them from their what? Destruction. Every time the word of God comes by the Holy Spirit inspiration, what happens? A devil has been casted out and the kingdom of God has what? Manifested. Amen to Jesus. Now, so we have to be sensitive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. That is the manifestation of the kingdom of God. When the kingdom of God manifests, we think that it's just when we come and gather people and everybody start jumping, start shouting, start crying, start... Not a bad idea. Those are good. Those sensations are good. They are nice. Are you getting me? But when you spoke to that person, did the person sense, did the power of the Holy Spirit work in that person? Amen to Jesus. Just like somebody who met me once, I was just on my way out, and the person said, pray for me. Every time the person tell me pray for me, I didn't mind to pray for me. I said, okay, what do you want to pray for me? The person started telling me the challenge she had been having, and she was telling me the Holy Spirit told me, I was just on the way out, so nothing in a church program. The Holy Spirit told me this is the spirit that works in her. And I told her, that's the spirit, this is the spirit that works in her. She said, pardon, she didn't hear me clearly. This is the spirit that God didn't want to work in her. She just started manifesting immediately. And I prayed for her. Amen to Jesus. That is the kingdom of God. Are we together?
Yes.
That is the kingdom of God. So that means we are carrying the kingdom of God. I must always be ready to release the kingdom of God. Amen to Jesus. Always be ready to release the kingdom. That's why we must be sensitive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. That's what it means to be poor in spirit, where of my own I can do nothing. Holy Spirit, I'm open to you today. I want you to prompt me. I want you to speak to me. I want you to lead me. I want you to direct me. There's somebody out there that has to be blessed. There's a life that has to be changed. There's a life that has to be transformed. There's a life that has to be uplifted. There's somebody that has to be encouraged. There's somebody that has to be strengthened. There's somebody that maybe at the point of suicide and you are about giving up in life, and the Holy Spirit needs me to speak to you. Holy Spirit, just make me, I am available. The availability is what it means to be poor in spirit. Availability to the Spirit of God, to know that of your own you are not sufficient. Of our own we can do nothing. We are just bare and empty without him, and we need him continuously. We need the Holy Spirit continuously. We need the Holy Spirit continuously. We are hungry for him. We are thirsty for him. We want him to speak. We want him to say something. Are we together?
Yes.
Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah to Jesus. And you see, this is for every born again child of God. It's not for pastors, apostles, prophets, evangelists. It's for every born again child of God. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
We all meant to what? To be poor in spirit and to allow the Holy Spirit prompt us from time to time. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Prompt us from time to time. You don't need a pulpit to do that. That's the limitations of Christians. Christians are always looking for pulpit. Whether they are looking for pulpit or they are looking for media, don't do. You go on somebody, when somebody has spoken on social media, and now start preaching your own long ecclesia and epistle. You write it long. I see how some people take our time to write something very long. I can't even read that. Like, you have this so much inside of you, and you cannot use it. You know, create a podcast. Create a group. Create a blog. And start writing. Say, but nobody is to me. You don't need to go to somebody who has written to write your own. No. Start writing. One person will come. Two people will come. And you are helping destinies. You are saving life. And every one of us can save lives, can help destinies, can, as it were, reveal the kingdom of God. So the kingdom of God has come in the person of the Holy Spirit. And we see the kingdom of God where we allow the Holy Spirit act to us. We allow the Holy Spirit to walk to us. And that only happens for those who are poor in spirit. Those who always desperately what? Need the Lord. So we must always need the Lord. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Every day, say, Lord, I need you. Walk through me today. Talk through me today. Act through me today. Just do what you want to do through me today. Because I desperately need you. I want to pray that prayer this morning. Lord, I desperately need you. Holy Spirit, I desperately need you. Walk through me today. Talk through me today. Talk through me today. Just manifest the kingdom of God through me today. You are praying that prayer wherever you are this morning, this moment. Praying that prayer. Holy Spirit, we desperately need you. Lord, we desperately need you. Sweet Holy Spirit, we desperately need you. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Talk through us, walk through us, act through us, manifest the kingdom of God through us. Use us, Holy Spirit. Use us. We are talking to the Lord. We are talking to the Lord. Use us this moment. Use us every day of our lives. Use us. We are the vessels. Our mouth is your mouth. Our hand is your hand. Our hands are your hands. Our legs are your legs. Oh, Holy Spirit, walk through us. We are hungry for you. We are thirsty for you. We desperately need you. Walk through us, think through us, act through us, Holy Spirit of the living God. Every time you manifest, the kingdom of God has manifested. Holy Spirit, talk through us. Talk through us, act through us. Thank you, Lord, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, you are the manifestation of the kingdom of God.
Yes, Lord.
And we want to see the kingdom of God manifested through us.
Amen.
So Holy Spirit, walk through us.
Amen.
Act through us.
Amen.
Talk through us.
Amen.
Do everything through us.
Amen.
We are poor in spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Which means we desperately need you.
Yes, Lord.
We are thirsty for you. We are hungry for you. We can never get enough of you. Keep feeding us.
Amen.
Keep using us. Whether we talk, whether we play, whether we eat, whether we sleep, whatever we do, just let it be the manifestation of your kingdom.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Now is your moment of salvation. If you are yet to make the Lord Jesus Christ your Lord and personal Savior, we request that you say this prayer along with many others now. Say these words: Lord Jesus, I am a sinner, I repent of my sins, and ask that you forgive my sins. I believe that you shed your blood on the cross, died for my sins, and rose again in the third day. Today, I invite you into my life today. Wash me by your blood, make me your own, and till eternity be my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' precious name.
For your love gift of any amount to Grace Life Kami Podcast, kindly use any of our giving channels available to give in dollars. You can send to Universal Merchant Bank, Ghana. Account number 033-154-551-2013. SWIFT code MBGHGHAC. To give in CDs. Universal Merchant Bank, Ghana. You can send to account number 033-254-551-2017. To give in Naira, you can send to
Ecobank Nigeria, account number 554-102-0592. Also, for further enquiries, you can call us on +233-54-594-7132. Or, send us an email via chimdiohahunaministry@gmail.com. Today, remain ever blessed.
We believe you were blessed listening to this teaching from God's Word. May your soul remain ever refreshed and revived. We would love to hear your praise report today. Beloved, remain connected to Grace Life Komi Podcast. Jesus is Lord.